This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Pope Francis greets tens of thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square to watch him give the Easter Mass and the traditional blessing. The Easter week, the Easter Holy Week, which commemorates the death and resurrection of Christ, is the high point of the Catholic calendar. During the service, the Pope prayed for Jerusalem, saying, "I express my deep concern that the attacks of recent days that threaten the desired climate of trust and mutual respect needed to resume dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians so that peace may reign in the Holy City and throughout the region." North Korea's state news agency says there has been another test of what it describes as an underwater nuclear attack drone. The AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The Korean Central News Agency said the drone was put into the sea off the country's east coast on the 4th of April. According to the agency, it traveled around for over 71 hours before detonating its warhead just outside a port also on the east coast. The first test of the underwater drone was reported by North Korea in late March. The news of the drone comes after consistent objections from Pyongyang over joint U.S. and South Korean and Japanese military exercises. I'm Karen Chamas.
A 50-year-old man and his 11-year-old daughter were killed after Russian forces struck a residential building in the southeastern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia early on Sunday. Ukraine's state emergency service also reported that the wife and mother of the victims was pulled from the wreckage. The strike was the latest in a series of recent attacks on civilian targets in the region as Moscow's full-scale invasion drags into its second year. You're listening to VOA News. Chinese fighter jets briefly crossed the sensitive median line of the Taiwan Strait as China started its second of 3 days of military drills around Taiwan in anger at President Tsai Ing-wen's meeting with the American Speaker of the House of Representatives in California during a stopover in the United States. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
In the Chinese and Taiwanese capitals, residents reacted to China's move. Wang is from Beijing.
Military exercises are what we should do. It's good to beat Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen to death. Let's take Taiwan with military force. Personally, I think I will join a war against Taiwan, even if I'm just carrying cannon shells.
In Taipei, Liu Qihao said he didn't think the drills would create security concerns for Taiwan and that, quote, everything that China does is to push the limits. China's People's Liberation Army said it had started the combat readiness patrols and joint sword exercises around Taiwan.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters reporting. At least 24 migrants trying to make their way to Europe died over the past 2 days when their fragile, overloaded boats sank. Tommy McNeil reports.
The Tunisian Coast Guard pulled the bodies of four sub-Saharan migrants from the waters off the coast of Sfax on Saturday, while 36 migrants were saved and three others were still missing, according to a spokesman for the prosecutor's office. A day earlier, 20 sub-Saharan migrants drowned when their boat went under about 35 miles from Sfax, and 17 others, including three children, were saved. The spokesman added that two of the survivors pulled from the water were reported in critical condition. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Ben Ferenz, the last living prosecutor from the Nuremberg trials, died this past Friday evening in Florida. He was 103 years old. Ferenz tried Nazis for war crimes and was among the first outside witnesses to document the atrocities of the Holocaust after visiting labor and concentration camps. Born in Transylvania in 1920 into a Jewish family, Ferenz immigrated to the U.S. as an infant with his parents to escape anti-Semitism. Ferenz graduated Harvard Law School and joined the United States Army in time to take part in the Normandy invasion during World War II. A residential building in Marseille, France's second largest city, collapsed early Sunday morning. Emergency workers are still looking for victims. At least six people were injured, and between 4 and 10 are believed to be trapped inside the rubble. Officials said an explosion was heard. It is not immediately clear if the explosion caused the building to collapse. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.